What's going on, Mr. RZA?
Amir, what up? You got the RZA Rector in your sector on Golden Nectar. Mo Rodriguez, you know what I mean? Doing what we do.
From the a little iconic group we may know, Wu-Tang, just a little group.
This little group, kid, you know, Houston, you know what I mean? Home of all the big oil wells and all
yes.
that.
And Mr. Ramon Rodriguez, what up?
Yes, sir. We're here in the place to be and excited to be talking to you about our new show, Gang Related, DVR It.
On Fox 26, and it premiered last week. How is the show doing?
Great. It's doing well.
Great, man.
Yeah, we are very happy for the turnout, and we want to, you know, and it's growing. You know, it's a new show, so new shows have to get their foundation and grow, but it's been a great response. I think one thing that happened to us, and I can share this with you, is that when the people tuned in last week, usually, you know, some people, when they watch a TV show, you know, for the first 10 minutes, they kind of turn out.
Mm-hmm.
They turn the station to see something else. According to, I don't know how to get this information, but according to the information, the people that tuned in couldn't turn the station. They stayed through the whole hour. And that's because the show is good. It's very captivating. It's very unique. And I had been with my family members after it, and they all are on my back trying to find out what's going to happen. It's like Scandal. They're like, yo, what's going to happen? That show is so good.
So what is the premise of the show for people who didn't catch it last week?
So the show follows this this cop in the LAPD called, his name is Ryan Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryan is actually torn between a world of the LAPD that he's working in now and between this family that he was raised in, and the family happens to be in a gang. And so, you know, and Ryan's part of this gang task force that their sole initiative is to take out gangs. And so Ryan is really stuck in a really tough position where he's trying to protect his family that he does love, that saved his life as a kid, but all the meanwhile, and kind of keep this gang task force on their heels and divert them whenever possible. But really, you know, people question, they're like, oh, is he a good guy or a bad guy? And it's, in my opinion, he's definitely a good guy. He's trying to do the right thing.
Now, in your opinion, does this kind of stuff happen in real life? Because it seems like it could.
Well, it does, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think it does. I think the writer, Chris Morgan, when he first started writing the show, he was up in, I think, the Bay Area in California, and he read some articles about some of the gang members being sent to the Army to learn how to use better tactics so they could be better law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And this inspired him to make this character. And the cool thing about the show, I think, is that it does actually go into the underworlds of the gangs. You know, when you watch this show, you're going to, you know, I mean, the ladies going to love it because there's some nice romance going on, of course. But for the guys, you know, and people in different parts of the country who don't know how the workings of this culture is, it's now on network TV. You now can sit here and watch and learn and be entertained in a way like how the movie Departed entertains you. You can get that kind of entertainment and yet get the information and see California, see Los Angeles in a way that hasn't been filmed on TV in years.
It feels like a movie, but the beauty of it is, you know, instead of like having, you can see this every single week and it gets a lot more detailed into both of these worlds that Riz was talking about. So, you know, what you might get in a movie in only 2 hours, you kind of get to really sink your teeth into the characters, into the situation of what's going on. You know, for instance, the episode that airs tonight, in the first 15 minutes of the episode, there's an amazing plot twist and reveal that comes off of what happened at the end of last week's episode. I think people are going to flip out.
Well, Ramon, I know you can't tell me what's going to happen in those first 15 minutes, but can you tell me what it's like on set with you guys? Like, are you the type of actors who like to get into character and make that whole transition, or are you the type of actors that like to goof off? What is it like behind the scenes?
we're having fun, man. I mean, the things I loved about getting to work with RZA was, you know, he has a great spirit and energy, and something that I think he'll tell you that he was working on a lot was his comedy. He was always, you know, having fun. And so his character has these great moments of levity, which I think actually shine and pop because the show can be, you know, it's heavy in drama. But and his character has drama as well. So it's not like he's not the comedic relief, but he does come in and bring a sense of levity and kind of fun and spontaneity that RZA brought on his own, which was really great. You know, there were, you know, lines that he had to say but then he'd make it his own, and that's something that, you know, only he can do, which was great.
Yeah, I had a great time filming the show, like, and having a great cast with Mom Rodriguez, Tevio Quinn from the Lost seasons. We had Jay Hernandez, Cliff Curtis, M. Bala V, Sun Kang, a great group of people, all, you know, coming together. And it was definitely a lot of hard work and a lot of seriousness. But I think that we all enjoyed each other's company. You know, I know different times we would go to lunch and you'll see three of us go to lunch together, then another three of us will pop up at the same restaurant and and kind of have this camaraderie that, you know, that makes the set better. You know, Terry Quinn said something to me on set that I think was important for me to hear from him, because here's a guy who's a veteran, been doing TV for years and has a lot of experience. And he said that this was one of his coolest sets he ever worked on, as far as, you know, he enjoyed coming to work. And that felt good to hear that come from him. And I think our show, which is a very good show, you'll see the drama, you'll see the action, but I think you also will see these characters grow.
I got you. It's going to feel like y'all are a part of our lives, basically. Hey, before you guys go, you are both very respected entertainers in the industry. Since you passed away yesterday, can you tell me what kind of impact Maya Angelou has had on your lives?
Yeah, first I want to say rest in peace to her. A great artist, you know, who words and wisdom and poetry and life has definitely entered my home. You know, me and my wife, we read her work, and I think something she said was important. The gift of hope, you know, sometimes that value is more valuable than anything. You know,
anything
the gift
else.
Of hope is worth. Just it's priceless, and she brought that to the world.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously an amazing spirit and soul and artist, and you know her contribution is incredibly impactful, and it was really awesome. You know, I'm very new on social media, but it was great yesterday to kind of see the response on social media and see all the quotes that people were putting out of hers, and she'll definitely be missed, but she will I think always be remembered for sure.
All right, Ramon Rodriguez and RZA, make sure you're tuned into Fox 26 tonight for the new show, Gang Related. We're going to check it out. Get your popcorn ready.
Bong,
that's
bong.
Right.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, peace out.
Peace.